चाक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। आजानुलाम्बितभुजौ कनकावदातौ सङ्कीर्तनैकपितरौ कर्णावताक्षौ विश्वम्बरौ द्विजवरौ युगधर्मपालौ वन्दे जगत्प्रियकरौ करुणावतारौ। सो अस् दि नवदीप्तां परिक्रमा हेज बिगन टुडे एंड इट इज श्रील भक्तिविनोद ठाकुर हु हेज रिवील्ड दि स्पिरिचुअल कार्टोग्राफी ऑफ नवदीप्तां and particularly in his Srimad Navadiptam Mahatmyam. So I'd like to read from there in the coming days as we approach Sri Gaur Purnima. What better guide than Bhaktivinod Thakur and the way he's revealing the glories of Mahaprabhu and Sri Navadip Dham. So it begins with Sri Navadip Dham Bandana. The Shruti, known as Chandogya, calls it the city of the Supreme Absolute. The Smriti calls it Vaikuntha, the abode of Lord Vishnu. Others know it as the White Island. The rare relish, the virulent rasiko, relishers of rasa, call it the forest of Braja. I bow here to Navadip, the abode of supreme joy. In one of its regions, Brahma, constantly repenting for his misbehavior caused by his bewilderment, worshipped Gaura, the ocean of mercy. The Lord then fulfilled the deepest desire in Brahma's heart. I bow here to Navadip, the abode of supreme joy. In one of its regions, Bhagavati, the golden-complexioned daughter of the Himalaya, the mother of the universe, beheld the unparalleled form of the object of her worship, Sachinandan, the son of Mother Sachi. She then placed the dust of the Lord's feet upon the parting in her hair. I bow to Navadvip, the abode of supreme joy. In one of its regions, the wielder of the thunderbolt, Indra, remorseful for his impudence, took shelter of beautiful Surabhi, lovingly worshipped the feet of the Lord beside a tree, and attained the most auspicious boon from Gaura himself. I bow here to Navadip, the abode of supreme joy. In one of its regions, his heart attracted by their service, Gaura appeared to the seven sages at noon, and bestowed upon them a pleasing boon at the perfect time. I bow to Sri Navadip Dham, the abode of supreme joy. In one of its regions, a Brahmin chief who longed for Puskar Tirtha, but because of his old age lacked the ability to make the pilgrimage, saw the supremely auspicious Puskar Tirtha before him. I bow here to Navadvip Dham, the abode of supreme joy. In one of its regions, the Lord of Sacrifice, who bears the dazzling form of a boar, his heart was drawn by the power of his devotee's service, affectionately bestowed upon his devotee the purest thing in the three worlds, love for Sri Gauranga. I bow to Sri Navadip Dham, the abode of supreme joy. In one of its regions, the king of the seasons, checking his own power, worshipped Sri Chaitanya, who along with his associates was dancing in a grove whose creepers and shrubs laden with fruits and flowers, bowed to him. I bow here to Navadvip Dham, the abode of supreme joy. In one of its regions, Janu Muni, upon seeing the Ganga's glistening waters approaching during his worship, drank her distracting waves. He then released her again as his daughter because of the devotion of King Bhagirath. I bow here to Navadvip, the abode of supreme joy. In one of its regions, in the Treta Yuga of a previous era, the son of Dasarath, the wealth of the sages Rama, with his other half Sita and Lakshman, resided for a few days on the bank of the Ganga beneath a pleasure tree. I bow here to Navadvip, the abode of supreme joy. In another of its regions, the sage Narad directly beheld the greatest of gods, Narayan, who is supremely worshipable to all, and then saw the Supreme Lord in his golden form. I bow here to Navadvip, the abode of supreme joy. In one of its regions, by the grace of Gaura, the Lord's friend Arjun, served by Draupadi and accompanied by his brothers, resided for a few days in a large auspicious forest that is worshipped by a host of sages. I bow here to Navadvip, the abode of supreme joy. In one of its regions, Rudra, lost in divine love, gently dances with his associates, enlivened by the sounds of the Damaru. Oh, how he continuously sings about Bishwambar in this place. I bow to Navadvip Dham, the abode of supreme joy. An abundance of holy places surrounded by water shine eternally throughout this land. Attended by Shiva, Brahma, and all the other gods, these places destroy all sin and are worshipable to all the sages. I bow to Navadvip Dham, the abode of supreme joy. Here, Prodamaya, the Lord's warden, along with her husband, deceives the enemies of the Vaishnavas by giving them material happiness and bewilders those who are blinded by pride in their futile study of the scriptures. I bow to Navadvip Dham, the abode of supreme joy. Here, Kali, the wife of Shambhu, the destroyer of the demons, sincerely protects the devotees of the Lord out of affection for them. Lost in divine love, she eternally worships Gaura in ecstasy. I bow here to Navadvip, the abode of supreme joy. Saraswati, the goddess of speech, whose heart is given to the service of the Lord's feet, eternally resides on the bank of the Ganga in this land and personally bestows upon the Brahmins knowledge of all the scriptures on conduct and other subjects. I bow here to Navadvip, the abode of supreme joy. Adorned this, sorry, Hari Srimad Radha Dyuti Kavalita Parshadavrita Sachi Garbodbhuta Kalikalusha Nashodyata Mana Yata Namna Sankirtanam Ati Pavitram Samakkarot Navadvipam Vandetam Iha Paramananda Nilayam. Adorned with the luster of Sri Radha, the Lord appeared here from the womb of Sri Sachi, intent on purging the filth of Kali. He engaged in supremely purifying chanting of the holy name, accompanied by his associates. I bow to Navadvip Dham, the abode of supreme joy. Oh, here are some devotees and expert in service of the Lord directly see with their own eyes Sri Gauranga dancing amidst his associates and their wives in this supremely beautiful city. I bow to Navadvip, the abode of supreme joy. One who resides in Navadvip without duplicity and recites this prayer with devotion at the time of worshiping the Lord genuinely attains the supremely delightful joy of love for the Lord, the embodiment of spiritual ecstasy, the son of Sachi, who is Sri Krishna himself. Sri Navadvip Dham Mahatmyam, the glory of Sri Navadvip Dham. Chapter 1, the glories of the Dham. Jaya Jaya Navadvipa Chandra Sachi Suta, Jaya Jaya Nityananda Rai Avadut. All glory to the son of Sachi, the moon of Navadvip. All glory to Avadut Nityananda Rai. Jaya Jaya Sri Advaita Prabhu Mahashay, Gadadhara Srivas, Pandit Jaya Jaya. All glory to the worshipable Sri Advaita Prabhu. All glory to Gadadhar Pandit and Srivas Pandit. All glory to Navadvip Dham, the best of all abodes. All glories to the residents of Navadvip, the associates of Sri Gaur. Bowing at the feet of all the devotees, I will briefly describe Navadvip Dham. The glories of Navadvip Mandal are unlimited. Brahma and the other gods do not know them, so who can describe them? Ananta Shesh is unable to describe them with thousands of mouths, so how will I, a tiny soul, be able to? It is true that the glories of Navadvip are unlimited. The God of gods, Lord Shiva, cannot reach their end. Still, the will of the moon like Sri Chaitanya is all-powerful, and under its control, the devotees give orders. By the will of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the devotees have ordered me, and so I describe the glories of Nadia by their mercy. There is another very confidential subject, which I do not want to mention, yet cannot but mention. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared, he ordered the devotees to reveal his abode and pastimes. Of all avatars, our moon-like Sri Chaitanya is the most confidential known in this world. His confidential pastimes are mentioned confidentially in the scriptures. They are not revealed in the hearts of non-devotees. For a long time, Maya Devi hid the scriptures that existed about his pastimes. Maya Devi covered the eyes of the scholars and at all times kept secret all the descriptions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu throughout both the manifest and unmanifest scriptures. When the deep pastimes of Sri Gaur became manifest, Maya understood the will of the Lord and withdrew her deception. Maya lifted her veil from the eyes of the souls and revealed the truth about Sri Gaur to the material world. The hidden scriptures then appeared clearly and dispelled the doubts of all souls. The extremely merciful Nityananda Prabhu revealed the truth about Sri Gaur in the hearts of all souls. Receiving his order, Maya removed her veil, and the wise devotees discovered the wealth of the scriptures. Those whose doubts are not dispelled by this are unfortunate. Why do such persons meaninglessly continue their lives? Whenever and whosoever the Lord bestows his mercy, the fortunate souls become extremely happy. Everyone should know the symptoms of misfortune, to consider your own intelligence to be great and not accept the mercy of the Lord. Through false arguments, souls fall into Maya's traps again and again. O souls of Kali Yuga, come, give up duplicity and accept pure divine love for Sri Gauranga in full. Saying this, Nityananda calls out again and again, still unfortunate souls do not accept. Let us consider carefully why souls disregard divine love. In various ways, all souls pursue happiness. In this world, some souls study logic and others practice yoga. For the sake of happiness, some leave home and go to the forest, and others wage wars between nations. For the sake of happiness, some run after women and wealth, and others pursue the arts and sciences. For the sake of happiness, some give up on happiness and learn to be miserable, and others drown themselves in the ocean. Raising his arm, Nityananda calls, O souls, give up the misery of exploitation and renunciation and come with me. You are searching for happiness. I will give that to you, and I will not take anything from you in return. You will not undergo any trouble, loss, or pain. Simply chant Sri Gauranga and dance without care. The happiness I will give you is unparalleled. It is pure, eternal joy, free from all illusion. In this way, Nityananda Prabhu begs everyone to accept divine love, but they're unfortunate as a result of their sins do not want it. The unlimited sins of anyone who once chants Gauranga Nitai are destroyed. Everyone, please listen to another confidential subject. The wealth of Gaura's pastimes is appropriate for the souls of Kali Yuga. Gaura Hari, as Radha and Krishna, plays with the Sakis eternally in Vrindavan. Gaura Hari Radha Krishna Rupe Vrindavane Nitya Kala Bilaso Koraye Sakhi Sane. Through the scriptures, the souls understood the nature of pastimes in Braja and the greatness of Braja and Radha Krishna's eternal pastimes there. Through the scriptures, the whole world understood the unlimited glories of Krishna's name and Krishna's abode. Still, in general, souls did not attain divine love for Krishna. What is the reason for this? Consider it within your heart. In this regard, there is a highly confidential subject that souls bewildered by Maya do not consider. When souls serve Krishna for many births, but do not develop divine love, they certainly have made offenses. When souls free from offenses chant the name of Krishna, they quickly attain divine love for Krishna. The specific characteristic of Chaitanya's pastimes is that souls attain the wealth of divine love even while they commit offenses. Pure divine love for Krishna searches for souls who call out, Nitai Chaitanya. Offenses do not obstruct such souls, and their eyes cry with pure love for Krishna. Within a short time, offenses leave on their own. The soul's hearts become purified, and divine love develops within them. The offenses of the souls in Kali Yuga are unlimited and unavoidable. There is no different deliverance for the soul without the name of Gaura. Thus, in Kali Yuga, I do not see any way without Gaura, and the scriptures proclaim this. Gaura Chandra appeared in Navadvip, the crown atop all the holy places. In other holy places, offenders are punished, but in Navadvip, offenses are always forgiven. The brothers Jagai and Madhai are evidence of this. They committed offenses, but attained Nitai and Chaitanya. Brother, let alone other holy places, offenders and demons, are punished even in Braja. In Navadvip, souls who committed hundreds and hundreds of offenses are easily delivered by the mercy of Nitai. The sages say that the land of Sri Navadvipam and Sri Gauramandal is most glorious. Brothers, souls who reside in Navadvip are very fortunate. They attain devotion to Krishna. Souls who once visit Navadvip are freed from all offenses. The scriptures say that by remembering Navadvip, you attain that which pilgrims attain by visiting all the other holy places. Souls who see Navadvip attain the wealth of divine love for Krishna, birth after birth. Even souls who go to Navadvip with a materialistic motivation do not take human birth again. All the scriptures say that while walking through Navadvip, such souls attain the result of 10 million horse sacrifices with each step. Those who reside in Navadvip and chant their mantra, that holy mantra comes alive and easily delivers them. That which yogis attain after 10 years in only other holy places is attained in 3 nights in Navadvip. The liberation attained through knowledge of Brahma and other holy places is attained in Navadvip simply by bathing in the Ganga. In Navadvip, even without knowledge of Brahma, seekers of liberation can attain residence in the Lord's abode, a form like the Lord's, opulence like the Lord's, association with the Lord, and absorption into the Lord. Enjoyment and liberation personified bow at the feet of the devotees in Navadvip and always wait upon them as maidservants. Although devotees kick them and drive them away, these maidservants do not leave the feet of the devotees or run away. Brother, by spending one night in Navadvip, souls attain that which is gained by residing in the 7 principal holy places for 100 years. Thus Navadvip Dham is the best of all abodes. Souls who take shelter here in Kali Yuga are delivered. The 2 forms of knowledge, that which liberates and that which nourishes, constantly and perfectly serve the residents of Navadvip. Bhakti Vinod, whose aspiration is the shade of Nitai and Janava's feet, sings the glories of Nadia and rejoices the nature and dimensions of the Dham. All glory to the son of Sachi, the moon of Navadvip. All glory to Avadhut Sri Nityananda Roy. All glory to Navadvip, the best of all abodes. Who can describe its glory? Navadvip Dham shines eternally within Gauramandal and is served by Ganga Devi. Gauramandal is 168 miles in circumference. Ganga Devi continuously flows throughout it. Gauramandal is 100 petaled lotus, and at its center is the extremely beautiful Navadvip. In circumference, its whirl is 10 miles in circumference, and its fragrant bloom is 32 miles. Its outer petals form a 100-petaled lotus that extends for 168 miles. The circumference of Gauramandal is that size. The scriptures state that its diameter is 56 miles. Its radius measured from its center point is 28 miles. The center of Navadvip Dham is the pure spiritual Yogpit. Sri Gauramandal is made of wish-fulfilling gemstone, Chintamani. It is spiritual and joyful. Everything within it is chinmoy, or spiritual energy. The water, the land, the trees, and so on are all chinmoy, or spiritual. Krishna's three energies exist there eternally. The Dham is a manifestation of the Sandini aspect of the Lord's personal energy. The Dham is the eternal site of the Lord's pastimes. It is a manifestation of the Lord's inconceivable energy. It is not material. Still, the conditioned souls are bewildered by illusion and see the Dham to be material. Eyes covered by clouds see the sun is covered, but the sun is never actually covered by the clouds. Similarly, worldly people see the spiritual form of Sri Gauramandal to be a formation of matter. But once Nityananda blesses someone, they see the joyful spiritual Dham everywhere. The Ganga, Jamuna, and other holy rivers exist there eternally. The seven holy cities, Prayag, and other holy places are present throughout the Dham. Sri Gauramandal is Vaikuntha itself. Fortunate souls see this clearly. On the order of the Lord, Maya, the shadow of his personal energy, extends her influence and covers the eyes of the averse souls. Thus, they do not see the glories of this Lord's spiritual abode. Souls who always reside in Sri Gauramandal are the most fortunate souls in this world. The gods living in heaven see that they have beautiful forearm forms with a cloud-like luster. The residents of the 32 miles of Sri Navadvip Dham have a golden luster and are always engaged in chanting the name. From the heavens, Brahma and the other gods worship the residents of Navadvip in various ways. Brahma says, "When will I attain the fortune of becoming a blade of grass in Navadvip and receiving the foot dust of the servants of Sri Gaura's feet? Alas, Gaurachandra deceived me and made me the emperor of the universe. When will my entanglement and karma be cut away? When will my heart give up its pride and become pure? When will my mentality of being a master be destroyed? When will I become a pure servant and attain the shelter of Sri Gaura's feet?" The gods, sages, and rudras live throughout Navadvip eternally. They spend their lives performing austerities for long periods, but they do not receive the mercy of Nityananda. As long as their identification with the body does not go away and humility does not appear within their hearts, even Brahma and Shiva do not attain the wealth of Gauranitai's mercy, although they strive for it. All these points will be described ahead. Brothers, faithfully and carefully listen. Brothers, give up argument in these matters. Inappropriate argument is very inauspicious. The pastimes of Sri Chaitanya are a deep ocean. Argument over them is like a banana flower's husk, is simply troublesome. The endeavor of those who want to cross over this world by argument is fruitless. Such persons do not attain anything. Those who forego argument and follow the sadhus and scriptures, quickly attain Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Shrutis, Smritis, and Tantras always sing the glories of Nadia on the order of Nityananda Prabhu. Read all these scriptures and honor the words of the sadhus, then you will understand Navadvip Dham. During the age of Kali, all the holy places are very weak. Only Navadvip is greatly powerful. By the will of the Lord, this holy place was unmanifest for a long time, and its greatness was not revealed. When the influence of Kali strongly increased, the other holy places naturally became powerless. The Supreme Lord reflected on this and made an arrangement for the welfare of all souls. Understanding a patient's disease, a good doctor prescribes medicine. For a strong disease, he gives strong medicine. The age of Kali has become severe, and the disease of the souls has become serious. Without strong medicine, I cannot check it. If I do not reveal the abode, name, and form that I have kept completely hidden, then how will the souls be delivered? The souls are my servants, and I am their master. If I do not deliver them, they will never be delivered. Thinking thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared with his name, his abode, and his servants. The promise of the Lord is eternal. I will deliver all souls and end their suffering. In this appearance, I will distribute through the world of wealth that is difficult for even throughout the world, wealth that is difficult for even Brahma to attain. And I will not consider who is fit or unfit. I will see how Kali devastates the souls, and I will reveal Navadvip Dham. In the Dham, I will break Kali's poisonous fangs, perform kirtan, and collect the souls. Kali will be subdued to the extent that my name is chanted. Deciding this, Gaurahari revealed Navadvip by his own power at the beginning of Kali Yuga. Gaurachandra held back Maya's darkness and revealed his eternal pastimes in the land of Gouda. I do not see anyone in the world during the age of Kali as unfortunate, pitiable, and fallen as someone who does not serve such a merciful Lord and rejects such an inconceivable abode. Therefore, brother, give up all other desires and attachments and devote yourself exclusively to Navadvip Dham. Bhaktivinod, whose aspiration is the shade of Janava and Nitai's feet, reveals the glories of Nadia. Chapter 3, Instructions for Circumambulating the Dham. Jaya Jaya Navadvipa Chandra Sachi Sutta, Jaya Jaya Nityananda Raya Avaduta, Jaya Jaya Sri Advaita Prabhu Mahashay, Garadhara Srivasa, Pandita Jaya Jaya. All glory to the sun, Sachi, the moon of Navadvip. All glory to Avadut Nityananda Roy. All glory to the worshipable Sri Advaita Prabhu. All glory to Gadadhar Pandit and Srivas Pandit. All glory to Navadvip Dham, the best of abodes, the abode in which Gaurachandra appeared. Jaya Jaya Navadvipa Dham Sarva Dhamma Sar Jay Dhamma Shash Saha Gaurachandra Avatar. Devotees, listen. I will now describe everything within the 32 miles of Navadvip. 16 rivers exist eternally within the 32 miles of Navadvip. 4 islands are on the east bank of the original Ganga, and 5 are on the west bank. These heavenly rivers throughout the islands and always beautify Navadvip Dham. Ganga Devi's original stream always flows through the center of the Dham. The other holy rivers flow in separate streams. The beautiful Jamuna flows near the Ganga. The Saraswati, the carrier of knowledge, flows in another channel. East of the Jamuna are the 3 long rivers, Tamraparni, Kritamala, and Brahmaputra. The Sarayu, Narmada, Sindhu, Kaveri, Gomati, Godavari flow swiftly on the west side. All these rivers cross each other and divide Navadvip into 9 parts. By the will of the Lord, these rivers sometimes go dry, and when the Lord wills it, they again fill with water. By the will of the Lord, they sometimes submerge portions of land and then again reveal them. The Dham performs pastimes eternally in this way and always appears before fortunate souls. When intense desire arises in the heart of a devotee, all the islands and rivers in the Dham reveal themselves. Sometimes in dreams, sometimes in meditation, and sometimes before their very eyes, devotees see the Dham through their devotion. All the scriptures call the island at the confluence of the Ganga and Jamuna Antardweep. Within Antardweep is Mayapur, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. Devotees know Mahavan and Goloka to be Mayapur and Navadweep. Swetadweep, Vaikuntha, and Goloka Vrindavan are always present in Navadweep. The seven great cities, Ayodhya, Mathura, Maya, Kashi, Kanchi, Avanti, Dwaraka, exist eternally in Navadweep in their respective places by the arrangement of Gaurachandra. The true form of the city Maya, the gateway of the Ganga, is Mayapur, whose glories are stated repeatedly throughout the scriptures. Those who once go to Mayapur easily cross over material illusion. If a soul wanders in Mayapur, then the influence of Maya goes away and they do not take birth again. North of Mayapur is Shimantadweep. The sadhus and scriptures always explain the procedure for circumambulating the Dham. O wise devotees, visit Sri Mayapur and Antardweep, and then go to Shimantadweep. Godrumadweep is south of Mayapur. Walk there and then joyfully go to Madhyadweep. Visit these four islands on the east bank of the Ganga and then slowly cross the river. Peacefully walk through Koladweep and then see the beauty of Ritudweep. O best of the wise, thereafter see the wonderful beauty of Janudweep and then go to Modadrumadweep. O devotees, see Rudradweep, cross the Ganga again and then visit Mayapur once more. There, slowly enter the abode of Sri Jagannath and Sachi to see the Lord. Circumambulation is always done in this way and is a source of unlimited joy for the soul. Everyone concurs that it is best to start on Makara Saptami and end on the Falguni Purnima. Nitai and Gauranga bless the great souls who complete their circumambulation and visit Mayapur on the birthday of the Lord. They make them qualified for devotion and give them the shade of their feet. I have briefly described circumambulating the Dham. Now I will elaborate. Please listen. Those who traverse the 168 miles of Sri Gauramandal quickly attain the wealth of divine love for Sri Gaur. Bhaktivinod Thakur, whose aspiration is the shade of Janava Nitai's feet, reveals the glories of Nadia. Chapter 4, Sri Jiva hears the glories of the Dham. All glory to the son of Sachi, the moon of Navadvipa, Jaya Jaya Navadvipa Chandra Sachi Suta, Jaya Jaya Nityananda Roy Avaduta, Jaya Jaya Navadvipa Sarva Dham Sar, Jatai Hoyla Sri Chaitanya Avatar. All glory to the best of all abodes, Navadweep, where Sri Chaitanya appeared. Brother, souls attain in Navadweep in one day the result that others attain by residing in all the holy places. O sadhus, listen as I discuss the scriptures and sing about circumambulating Navadweep. The writing of the scriptures, the words of the devotees, and the order of the Lord are my life and wealth. Having taken shelter of them, I will describe the procedure for circumambulating Nadia. Everyone, please listen. When Sri Jiva Goswami left home, he was eager at heart, calling out, Nadia, Nadia. As he left Chandradweep and walked down the road, his eyes filled with tears. Again and again, he called out, O Gauranga, O Nityananda, O life of the soul, when will you mercifully appear before me? O Navadweep Dham, best of all abodes, when will I see you? Jiva was young and very beautiful. His extreme detachment was astonishing to see. After walking for many days, always filled with divine love, Jiva arrived in Navadweep. Seeing Navadweep from a distance, he bowed and fell almost unconscious. Eventually, he steadied his heart and entered Navadweep, their hair on his body standing on end. He came to Barakona Ghat and asked everyone, "Where is Nityananda Prabhu? Please show me." Seeing Sri Jiva's ecstasy, a great soul immediately brought him to Nityananda Prabhu. Knowing that Sri Jiva would come, Nityananda Prabhu was delighted at heart and roaring with laughter. He ordered his servants to bring Sri Jiva, and many devotees went to call him. Upon seeing the body of Jiva filled with divine ecstasy, Nityananda Prabhu's servants identified him. Some of them, filled with intense divine love, went forward and conveyed the order of Nityananda Prabhu to Jiva. Hearing the name of Nityananda Prabhu, Jiva fell to the ground unconscious. Immediately he arose and said, "It is my great fortune that I, a fallen soul, have received the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu." Jiva prostrated himself before all the devotees with a jubilant heart. He said, "All the scriptures say that if you are all merciful to me, then I will attain the feet of Nityananda Prabhu." Seeing Jiva's fortune, some of the devotees joyously took dust from his feet. They all joined together and took Jiva to Nityananda Prabhu, where he was speaking about Krishna, surrounded by devotees. Seeing the divine form of Nityananda Prabhu, extraordinary ecstasy arose in Jiva's body. Thinking, "What a wonderful form have I seen today," Jiva fell to the ground unconscious. Moved by intense compassion, Nityananda Prabhu raised Jiva to his feet. Sri Jiva Goswami quickly stood up, joined his palms, and began to speak to Nityananda Prabhu. "You are Balaram, the original form and shelter of the world. I am just a soul. How can I understand your glories? You are my master, and I am your eternal servant. The shade of your feet is my one and only aspiration. Those whom you bless easily attain the feet of Sri Chaitanya and float in the waters of divine love. Without your grace, souls do not attain Sri Gaura. Even if they serve him within their heart for 100 births, if Gaura punishes someone, you protect them, and Gaura rejects whomever you punish. Therefore, O Lord, by my fortune, my good fortune, I have taken shelter at your holy lotus feet. O Lord, mercifully give me your consent that I may see Sri Gaura and develop devotion to him." When Sri Gauranga Rai was in the village of Ramkeli, my uncles took shelter at his feet. At that time I was a child. With tearful eyes I saw Sri Gaura's form, and still now that form constantly arises in my heart. Bowing at Sri Gauranga's feet, I offer my obeisance. Touching his divine form, I felt great joy. At that time, Sri Gaura said to me, "O Jiva, study the scriptures. Complete your study and then go to Navadvip. There at the holy feet of Nityananda, you will attain everything." Holding this order on my head, I, a poor soul, have learned as much as possible. I studied literature and other subjects in Chandradvip, but I did not find an expert teacher of Vedanta. The Lord ordered me to study Vedanta and prove that devotion to Krishna is its purport. I have come to your feet in Navadvip, and I will do whatever you order me. If you order me, I will go to the feet of the Lord in Purushottam Kshetra and study Vedanta at the school of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Moved by Jiva's sweet words, Nityananda Roy embraced Jiva and cried, unable to restrain himself. Nityananda said, "O Jiva, listen to my confidential words. Rupa and Sanatana know everything. The Lord ordered me to tell you, do not go to Purushottam Kshetra or stay there. Everyone knows that you and the brothers of Rupa and Sanatana are exclusive servants of the Lord. The Lord's order to you is that you go to Varanasi, study Vedanta with Madhusudan Vachaspati, and then go straight to Vrindavan from there. Rupa and Sanatana will bless you in Vrindavan. Serve the divine couple as a follower of Sri Rupa and discuss Vedanta and other scriptures there. Preach that Srimad Bhagavatam is the best of all scriptures and the natural commentary on the Vedanta Sutra." Sri Gauranga Hari mercifully explained the Brahma Sutra to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya on the basis of Srimad Bhagavatam. Sarvabhauma very carefully taught this knowledge to Sri Madhusudan and Sri Ketradam. "Go and see Madhusudan Vachaspati, who is in Varanasi Dham on the order of the Lord. Externally, he is a traditional Vedantic scholar, and Shankarite sannyasis study with him. In a gradual way, he mercifully teaches the sannyasis, Gauranga's explanations of the sutras. There is no need for a separate commentary on the Brahma Sutra now. The Bhagavatam explains the sutras and is considered the sutra's natural commentary. In time, when there is a need for another commentary, the Sri Govindavasya will be revealed. Sarvabhauma's relative, Gopinath Acharya, heard the Lord's commentary with Sarvabhauma. In time, by the will of the Lord, he will take birth as Baladev Vidyabhushan and conquer Jaipur. There he will compose a commentary spoken by Sri Govinda, serve the feet of Gauranga, and deliver the souls. Rup and Sanatan will explain all these confidential matters to you. Upon hearing the words of Nityananda, Sri Jiva Goswami rolled on the ground crying and lost consciousness. Mercifully, the Lord placed his feet on Sri Jiva's head and empowered him, chanting, "All glory to Sri Gauranga, all glory to Nityananda Rai." Jiva then danced amidst the assembly of Vaishnavas. Srivas and the other great souls there, seeing the mercy of Nityananda upon Jiva, danced, chanting, "Sri Gauranga Nityananda," and the loud sound of women cheering arose. Eventually, everyone stopped dancing, and Nityananda sat down with Jiva. Jiva stayed in the courtyard of Srivas, and in the evening, he came to see Nityananda Prabhu again. Nityananda Prabhu was sitting alone, chanting the glories of Sri Gaur. Jiva came and bowed at his feet. Nityananda Prabhu carefully sat Jiva nearby. Jiva joined his palms and humbly prayed to the Lord. Jiva said, "O Lord, mercifully describe the glories of Navadvip Dham for me." The Lord said, "O Jiva, I will describe the most confidential truths to you. Hold them in your heart. Do not reveal them anywhere now. They will be revealed after the manifest pastimes of the Lord. Navadvip is the best of all the Lord's abodes. Beyond Sri Viroja, Brahmaloka, and Vaikuntha is Swetadvip, Sri Goloka, and lastly Gokula Vrindavan, Krishna's abode. That abode manifests in two ways. Its rasa appears as either Madhurya or Odarja. Odarja is fully present in Madhurja, and Madhurja is fully present in Odarja. Still, fortunate souls know that Vrindavan is where Madhurja is predominant. All the Vedas say that Navadvip Dham is where Odarja is always predominant. There is no difference between Vrindavan and Navadvip other than the difference made there by their respective manifestations of rasa. This abode is eternally perfect, spiritual, and infinite. Materialists cannot even reach its edge. Only by the influence of the pleasure potency of the Lord do souls give up material nature and realize the true nature of the Dham through eternal perfect knowledge. The whole of Navadvip is a spiritual manifestation, and Sri Gauranga performs his pastimes there. With fleshy eyes, people see a material form of the Dham. Maya keeps the eternal abode covered. In Navadvip, there is no illusory matter, space, or time. Souls undergo no suffering there. Souls bound by karma and bewildered by maya, however, enter Navadvip Dham in a material way. When souls develop divine love by good fortune and the association of the sadhus, then they see the spiritual world. Souls easily and uninterruptedly see with their own eyes these supramundane space, time, light, and objects in the Dham. Thus I have described the glory of Navadvip. O Jiva, reflect on it with a pure heart. Bhaktivinod, whose eternal aspiration is the feet of Nitai and Janava, reveals the hidden glories of Nadia. Chapter 5, Sri Mayapur and Antardweep. And this is where the devotees began today the Navadvip Dham Parikrama. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Satchiranandan, Jaya Jaya Nityananda Janavijivan, Jaya Jaya Navadvipa Dhamma Sarva Dhamma Sar, Jata Kali Yuga Hoyla Gora Avatar. Nityananda Prabhu said, "Listen to my words. The 32 miles of Navadvip are non-different from Vrindavan. Within these 32 miles, there are 9 islands, which form an 8-petaled lotus that floats on water. In the middle of the 8 petals, the 8 islands, is Antardweep. At its center is Mayapur. The circular Yogpit in Mayapur is eternal. There, Sri Chaitanya performs various eternal pastimes. Its circumference is 6 miles and its diameter 2 miles. The Panchatattva reside at the Yogpit, whose greatness exceeds that of all other places. Very soon it will be hidden by the will of the Lord. The waters of the Ganga will almost entirely conceal it. Someday, when the desire of the Lord becomes strong, the Yogpit will be revealed and the Dham will shine again. The eternal Dham is never lost at any time. It only becomes hidden and then emerges again. My Lord is eternally present in Mayapur on the eastern bank of the Ganga. In the vision of common people, Vishwambar became a sannyasi, left Navadvip, and toured other places. In truth, however, my Gauranga never leaves Navadvip Dham, or the village of Mayapur. The devotees see his pastimes here daily, and you too, Jiva, will see his dancing. Mayapur shines within Antardweep, where Brahma saw Gauranga. O Jiva, if you want to see everything, then circumambulate the Dham and you will be successful. Hearing the words of Nityananda with tears in his eyes, Jiva bowed at his feet. O Lord, if you are merciful to this poor soul, then please personally take me with you on a circumambulation of the Dham. Hearing Jiva's prayer, Nityananda Roy answered, so be it. He said, O Jiva, today see Mayapur. Tomorrow we will tour extensively. Having said this, Nityananda arose, and with a joyous heart, Jiva rose after him. Nityananda Roy moved slowly, his body completely overwhelmed by divine love for Gauranga. Nityananda Prabhu's enchanting form swayed to and fro in ecstasy, and the ornaments all over his body shone. The feet that Brahma and Shiva cannot attain by meditation mercifully walked in front of Sri Jiva. Remaining behind, Jiva collected dust from their footprints, smeared it all over his body, and proceeded with great delight. They entered the home of Jagannath Misra and spoke carefully at the holy feet of Mother Sachi. O Mother, listen. This is Jiva, a dear servant of Sri Gauranga. He is very intelligent and very fortunate. As Nityananda Prabhu spoke, Sri Jiva threw himself down like a tree uprooted by an intense storm. He bowed at the feet of Mother Sachi and rolled on the ground. Divine ecstasy surged through his body. Sachi Devi mercifully blessed him, and that day he received prasad in her home. Receiving the order of Sachi Devi, Vishnu Priya cooked rice, various vegetables, and other things. Sri Bhangshi Bharananda Prabhu then carefully offered the preparations to Sri Gauranga. Ishan Thakur then prepared a place and fed Nityananda with joy in his heart. With motherly affection, Sachi Devi said to Nityananda, eat, my child. Nityananda, you are in the home of your mother. Privately, I fed this to Gaurachandra. If you eat it, I will be very happy at heart. At the request of Mother Sachi, Nityananda Roy joyfully ate and Jiva received his remnants. Jiva said, I am so fortunate to receive prasad at the home of Mahaprabhu in Mayapur. After eating, Nityananda Roy took leave of Sachi Devi's holy feet. As he was leaving, he took Bhangshi Bharananda with him. Sri Jiva bowed at the feet of Bhangshi. Nityananda said to Jiva, this is Bhangshi Bharananda. Devotees know him to be Sri Krishna's dear flute. By his mercy, souls become attracted to Krishna and desire to join the rasa dance. Jiva, look, Lord Chaitanya performed many pastimes with us in this house. See here, this is the temple of Jagannath Misra, where Gaur would earnestly worship Vishnu each day. In this house, the Lord would serve guests. See here is Tulsi courtyard. When Sri Gaurachandra, the maintainer of the devotees, was present at home, he would perform his father's duties. Ishan Thakur now performs these duties each day under the direction of Bhangshi Thakur. In this place, there was a great neem tree that disappeared upon being touched by the Lord. Nityananda wept as he described all of this, as did Jiva and Bhungshi. Just then, Srivas arrived, and the four of them left Jagannath Misra's home. 320 meters to the north, Nityananda Prabhu joyfully showed Srivas Angam to Sri Jiva. Jiva rolled on the ground, and Srivas Angam, remembering the pastimes of the Lord here, he was overwhelmed with divine love. Jiva immediately had a vision. He saw Gauranga dancing with his intimate devotees. Jiva saw the Lord's Maha Sankirtan and wonderful dancing amidst all the devotees. Advaita Prabhu, Nityananda Roy, Gadadhar, and Haridas were dancing and singing. Seeing Shuk Lumbar and hundreds of other devotees dancing, Jiva fainted in divine love. When he regained consciousness and this vision disappeared, Jiva Goswami wept and lamented. Why was I not born a little earlier? I was not fortunate enough to be part of such ecstatic kirtan. The mercy of Nityananda Prabhu is unlimited and infinite, and by its influence, I have attained a moment of good fortune. I want to stay in Mayapur forever. Here, the miseries of material existence will be completely dispelled. The order of the Lord, however, is greater than the desire of his servant, and my heart is palpitating at the thought of leaving Mayapur. From there, Nityananda took Jiva 32 meters north to the house of Advaita. The Lord said, O Jiva, see the house of Advaita. The devotees met here every day. Here Advaita worshipped Krishna and brought down our wealth, Sri Gauranga, with his cries. There the four of them rolled on the ground. They walked 16 meters east to the house of Gadadhar. Thereafter, Nityananda showed Jiva the houses of all the Lord's associates throughout Mayapur. The four of them visited the homes of some Brahmins and joyfully walked to the bank of the Ganga. Along the outer boundary of Mayapur, on the bank of the Ganga, Jiva saw the temple of Briddha Shiva. Nityananda said, In Mayapur, Briddha Shiva is the protector of the Dham. His consort, Prodha Maya, resides with him eternally. When the Lord disappears, then by his will, the Ganga will swell. She will almost entirely cover Mayapur with water for 100 years, and then she will withdraw. At that time, only the land will emerge. No houses will remain. Mayapur will still be uninhabited for a long time. Again, when the Lord strongly desires it, Mayapur will be inhabited like this again. All these ghats will appear on the banks of the Ganga again, and the devotees will make temples for the Lord. One wonderful temple will manifest, and there daily worship of Gauranga will flourish. By the will of the Lord, Prodha Maya and Briddha Shiva will return and perform their duties of revealing and protecting the Dham. Hearing this, Jiva joined his palms, questioned Nityananda Prabhu, and then grasped the Lord's feet. O Lord, you are the basis of the ultimate truth. You manifest yourself as the Dham and the holy name. Although you act according to the will of Mahaprabhu, you are the guru of all souls and the controller of all energies. The wise consider anyone who distinguishes between you and Gauranga to be a sinner. You are the all-knowing Lord who descends to perform pastimes. A doubt has arisen in my heart. O Lord, please tell me, where will Briddha Shiva and Prodha Maya go when the Ganga hides Mayapur? Nityananda Prabhu said, Jiva, listen to my words and look at the land to the west of the Ganga. See there the sand dune known as Paradanga, and in that place there is a village of Brahmins. The wise know the bank of the Ganga to its north as Chinadenga. A village will be established on this bank. Briddha Shiva and Prodha Maya will remain there for some time. Who can describe the glories of that bank? The Rasa Stali is there beside the Ganga. It appears like a beach to fleshy eyes, but the Lord's divine pastimes take place in that eternal abode of gemstone. Mayapur and Sri Gokula Mahavan and Paradanga is considered Mayapur is Sri Gokula Mahavan and Paradanga is considered Shatikara. Sri Rasa Mandal of Vrindavan is present there, and in the future there will be joyous singing at that place. O wise soul, know that Mayapur and the Ganga at Sri Pulina are both part of Sri Gaura's Dham. One who visits this abode of 10 miles will see Mayapur and Sri Pulina. One who visits these 10 miles with devotees on the full moon day and the month of Falgun attains eternal wealth. O Jiva, listen to my confidential words. Sri Vishnupriya's deity of Sri Gauranga shines there. In the future, Brahmins in the lineage of Jagannath Misra will bring this jewel-like deity to Satikara Dham. 400 years after the appearance day of Sri Gaura, the worship of the deity will be set to the highest standard. For now, keep all these matters secret and circumambulate the Dham with a joyful heart. O best of the wise, Sri Sri Gauranga's Ghat, 10 meters north of Brita Shiv's Ghat. On the pretext of childhood pastimes, Gaurahari played here with the Ganga and filled her heart with joy. Seeing the fortune of the Ganga, of the Jamuna, Ganga Devi had performed many austerities to become an associate of the Lord in his pastimes. Krishna mercifully appeared before her and said, "As Gaura, I will play in your waters. The Lord of the three worlds performed this pastime here. Upon seeing this place, fortunate souls feel great joy." The Ghat 160 meters to the north is known by everyone as Madhai's Ghat. 16 meters to its north is a beautiful Ghat that always attracts the minds of all the villagers. This extremely beautiful Ghat is known as Barakona Ghat. Vishwakarma constructed it on the order of the Lord. O Jiva, see the 5 Shiva temples at this Ghat. 5 effulgent lingams always reside here in these 5 holy places. These 4 Ghats beautify Mayapur. Bathing at them removes all sorrow. To the east of Mayapur is a place known as Antardweep. Now by the will of the Lord it is uninhabited. It will remain this way for some time. Eventually, people will live here again, and the place will manifest as the glory of Nadia. O Jiva, today stay in Mayapur. Tomorrow I will take you to Shimantadweep. Hearing this, Jiva said, "A doubt has arisen within me. Please hear it. When Ganga Devi uncovers Mayapur and it no longer remains hidden, by what signs will the devotees discover the hidden places? Please explain this." Hearing Jiva's words, Nityananda Roy gave a nectarine answer. "Listen, Jiva, when Ganga Devi covers Mayapur, one edge of it will remain manifest. Many uncivilized people will reside there, but the name of that place will remain Mayapur. 1,600 meters southwest, past this remaining place, a raised area, always covered with grass, will be visible. That place will be the home of Jagannath Misra. 16 meters from there is the Brita Shiva temple. According to these measurements, devotees will ascertain these places, lost places. A pond known as Shiva Doba will be visible. Devotees will recognize that pond as the previous bank of the Ganga. Know for certain that the devotees will reveal the lost places in this way by the will of the Lord. 400 years after the appearance of the Lord, the endeavor to reveal the lost places will be completed." Sri Jiva said, "O Lord, now please tell me the true reason for Antardweep's name." Nityananda Prabhu said, "At the end of the Dwapara Yuga, Brahma performed austerities in this place, aspiring for the mercy of Gaura. Previously using his illusion, he tried to trick Govinda by stealing the calves and cowherd boys. When he saw his illusion overpowered by Govinda, Brahma became very sad, understanding his offense. He profusely praised Krishna and prayed to him. The Lord of Vrindavan then forgave Brahma's offense. Brahma considered within his mind, 'My mentality of being Brahma is completely worthless. Because of my wrong mentality, I am devoid of divine love for Krishna and deprived of relishing the rasa of pastimes in Braja. If I had been born as a cowherd boy, I would have easily served the Lord of the Gopis. I did not attain entrance into the rasa of those pastimes, But now with Sri Gauranga, I will not have any misconceptions. Thinking in this way, Brahma performed austerities and meditated for a long time in Antardweep. Eventually, Gaurachandra mercifully came before Brahma and spoke to him. O Brahma, I am pleased by your austerities, and I have come to give you whatever you desire. Opening his eyes and seeing Gauru Rai, Brahma fell to the ground unconscious. The Lord placed his foot on Brahma's head. Receiving divine knowledge, Brahma praised the Lord. I am very lowly and fallen, controlled by pride. I forgot your feet and turned to material pleasures. The scriptures say that myself, Shiva, Indra, and the other gods are all servants under your control. But we do not have the fortune of being your pure servants, and thus Maya covers us with her net of illusion. The first 150 trillion years of my lifespan have passed. Now I am contemplating my final days. How will I pass the second 150 trillion years of my lifespan? I know that if I remain averse to you, I will suffer greatly. My only prayer at your feet is that I may become one of your associates in your manifest pastimes. May I attain a birth in which my mentality of being Brahma leaves me and live in your company, chanting your glories. Hearing Brahma's prayer, the Supreme Lord Gaur said, "So be it," and gave him the boon he desired. When my pastimes manifest, you will be born in a home of uncivilized people, Yavanas. You will consider yourself lowly. You will be known as Haridas, and you will be free from pride. The name will dance on the tip of your tongue 300,000 times a day, and you will see me at the time of your passing away. As a result of your practice, at the end of the second 100 trillion years of your lifespan, you will attain Navadvipdham and relish eternal rasa. O Brahma, listen to my heartfelt words, but do not express them in the scriptures anywhere at any time. Taking the mood of a devotee, I will relish the rasa of devotion and reveal the most rare form of Sankirtan. Bhakta Bhav Loy Bhakta Rasa Ashwadibo Parama Durlaba Sankirtana Prakashibo. Anya Anya Avatara Kale Bhakta Jata Braja Rase Sabe Mataiva Kori Rata. I will completely madden all the devotees of my previous avatars with the rasa of Braja. Sri Radhika Prema Bhadha Amara Hridoy Tara Bhav Kanti Loye Hoibo Udoy. My heart is bound by the love of Sri Radhika. I will take her heart and halo and appear. Kiba Sukha Radha Pai Amare Seviya Sheshuk Ashwadibo Radha Baba Loya. What sort of happiness does Radha feel by serving me? Taking her heart, I will relish that happiness. From today, you are my disciple. And as Haridas, you will serve me eternally. Saying this, Mahaprabhu disappeared, and Brahma fell heavily to the ground unconscious. O Gauranga, friend of the fallen, O affectionate Lord of the devotees, when will I reach your lotus feet? After crying and crying this way for some time, Brahma returned to his abode to perform his duties. Nitai Janavapade Asha Matrajar, Nadia Mahatma Gai Dinahin Char. This lowly, fallen, insignificant soul who aspires only for the feet of Nitai and Janava chants the glories of Nadia. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.